Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the seventh day of the month of Tishrei here in the United States, and Yom Shlishi, the eighth day of the month of Tishrei in Eretz Yisrael. Today's day 724, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray, we daven for all of the chayalim. Hashem, please safeguards them and their mission, protects them, brings them safely home to their families. For all in need, whether it's physical, mental, emotionally, Refuah Shalema for all in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Elchanan Shof of Beis Knesset of Los Angeles, California, to share words of Divrei Chizik, which will be followed by Rabbi Shof slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Shof will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those being held hostage, which is the Mishaberach for the Shuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, with about a 30-second pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shof.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's a great honor to be with all of you and to share with you some magnificent words of Torah from the holy Lev Avram, or Avram Weinfeld of Motzi Zichronam Uvracha, who is himself a Holocaust survivor and a great tzaddik and Adam Godel. So he points out that we have a magnificent and beautiful tradition in the Kol Nidre service that are said in Ashkenazi shuls, where just before Kol Nidre, the Torahs are brought out. And everybody, you know, reaches up to kiss the Torah if they can reach it. People are holding the Torah very lovingly. And he wonders, why is it that Yom Kippur opens with this display of reverence specifically to the Sacred Torah? Why is that germane to this holiday uniquely? I would also add, he doesn't mention this, but I would also add that in the Tefillah Zaka, which if you look in the classic Ashkenazi Siddur, there's a special Tefillah that people recite before Kol Nidre. It could take 10, 15 minutes. You know, it's a nice, long, slow tefillah. It's a busy day, but if you have the opportunity to make it to shul on time or a few minutes early, it's very valuable. And Tefillah Zaka says that there'll be special merit to us through hugging and kissing the Sefer Torah. It should, you know, forgive us of sins that we may have done through physical touch and other such things. So there's a great merit in such a thing. And what is that? So he tells a story. There once was a king, and the king had a son who he spared no expense for. He loved the son endlessly and did everything he could for his education and for his well-being and for his health, and he treated him with the greatest kindness. He also had a very dear friend, like David and Yehonatan, like David and Jonathan, his dearest friend, who he shared everything with, who he loved. And one day when his son was, an adult, his son in public humiliated this dear friend of the king's and really mistreated him, spat in his face and treated him terribly. And the king was absolutely devastated. He was trying to raise his son to be this noble. He felt that this needs a very serious consequence for his son. And so he banished his son and he left him with a lot of punishment. And the son was still suffering, and he realizes what he's done, and he wants to go back to his father and beg his father's forgiveness and get back into his father's good graces. But he realizes there's something he needs to do first. So he goes to this dear friend, and he speaks to him, and he apologizes to him. and he mends his relationship with him. And then, holding that friend's hand, the king's closest friend, he shows up to the king, demonstrating his remorse and his connection to this person, so that he can ask the king forgiveness for how much that hurt him. And so he describes then the nimshal, you know, the parable is explained because the Jewish people are so beloved by God, and he treats us like we're his only son. He chooses us as the descendants of Abraham, and he takes us out of Egypt, and he bestows upon us the Torah, takes care of us in the Midbar, and can go through the whole song, Dayenu, to find out how many beautiful, magnificent things Hashem performed for us. And yet, you know, his dearest treasure that he shares with us, which is the relationship that we have with Torah, with Jewish living, and the mitzvos, and our ideals, and, you know, the Jewish people, he says, sinned in such egregious ways that it was as if they were spitting in the face of the Torah, trampling over the Torah, and not paying such close attention to it. And so, before we show up to Hashem on Yom Kippur and say, please forgive us for these mistakes, because we've been banished. I mean, it's difficult as a Jew to look at the world and not, you know, see that we're struggling. Things are difficult. You know, we're not everybody's favorite neighbor. You know, anti-Semitism feels like it's on the rise. And we're just not Shia time yet. We don't have the perfect world that we're dreaming for and praying for yet. And what is the solution? And the answer is, if we're going to show up to Hashem, we should show up hugging and kissing the Torah and treasuring it and reminding ourselves that that's what we care about and that's what we love. And that comes from so many different angles. For every person, it will take a different way for them to express that love and connection to the Torah and its message and its demands of us to live a more noble life and a more magnificent Jewish existence. It's worthwhile to consider it from that angle, if we can. That God loves us so much, and he's, you know, trying to get a message to us that we need to treat his dearest friend, so to speak, his dearest bride, you know, his most magnificent gift to us with the respect and love and adoration that it deserves. It means studying the Torah. It means implementing the Torah. It means allowing the Torah to teach us how to think. Instead of what we can sometimes do when we foist our ideals in the Torah, sometimes we can feel, well, I don't know if I really connect to that, but I mean, there's 612 other ones, there's 611 other ones, and we slowly say, look, you know, I'm not perfect, but, and while that's an important thing to feel good about all the things we can do, it is so worthwhile to know that the things maybe that we don't connect to so easily, and we don't understand that mitzvah or that observance, but when it's done anyway, it's a tremendous demonstration of love and affection. And I care about you, because after all, love means that what matters to you matters to me. And if I only connect to the Torah and the things that anyway matter to me, or that I understand, or that I connect to, I'm missing this wonderful opportunity to speak out to Hashem, to speak out to myself, and to speak out to the world, and say, no, I love God, and I love his Torah, and therefore even the things in the Torah that perhaps don't speak to me naturally as easily, I will dedicate myself to those. And with loving and hugging and kissing the Torah, whether physically or metaphorically, but certainly with all of our hearts, you know, it is our hope that Hashem will see that we're moving ourselves closer to where we are supposed to be, and will step in and forgive us and answer our prayers and lead us to a magnificent destiny that we're all waiting for. We now begin our Tehillim. Ram Natzeach, Mizmor with David. Yamcha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev v'choshen Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, u'mitzion yisodeka, yizkor kol minchosecha da'olosecha, yidash nesela, yiten lecha kshuvavecha, v'chol atzosecha yimalei, niranina b'shuasecha u'vishen Eloheinu, yidgol yimalei Adonai, kol mishalosecha, ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'anehu mishmei kodesho b'gvuros yesha imino Eile vorechas ve'eile vasusim Ba'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir Heima karu v'nafalu Ba'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad Adonai hoshia ha'melech ya'anehu b'yom koreinu Tehillim 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai ro'i lo echsar b'nos deshet yarbi treni almei menuchos yinahaleni nafshi yishovev yancheni v'magle tzedek l'ma'an shemo gam ki elech v'geto moves ro'i ro' ki ato imodi shivtecho u'mishantecho heimo yinachamuni ta'aroch v'fanai shulchan neged zoriroi bishanto v'shemen roshi kosi rivoya ach Tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayoi. Yishavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yomin. Yilam kuf chafal. Shilam ha'alos eso einai el ha'arim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri ne'im Adonai osei shamayim v'aret o yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shamrecha hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan. Shomer Yisrael Adonai shamrecha Adonai tzilcha al yadiminecha yomam ha'shemesh lo yakeko ויורח בלילה, אדוני ישמור לך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צייסך ובלעך, ויתה ואדולם כפלמת. שהמעלות עם המקים כרציך, אדוני, אדוני, שמעו וקולי תהיינה אוזנך, קשובוס לכל תחנוני, אם אבונוס תשמור, יא אדוני, מי יעמוד, כי אמך הצליחה למען תיבדי, כי ויסי אדוני כיבסו נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אדוני החסד והבי אמו פדוס, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל אבונותיו, קוסמם בייס. מסכיל לדוד ביוסו, גם אורו סופילו, קולי אל אדוני עזר, קולי אל אדוני אסחנון, אשבוך לפניו ספרי צורסי לפניו אגיד, והסעטף עלי רוחי ועתו ידעתי מסביבוסי באורך זו אהלך, תמנו פרח לי, הבית יומין וראה ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי, זועקתי אליך אדוני, אמרתי אתו מחסי חלקי בארץ החיים, הקשיבו אל רינוסי כי דלוסי מאוד, הצילני מירוי דבר כי אומצו ממני, הוציאה ממסגר נפשי, מחוזוס השמך, ביחתי לצדיקים כי סיגמול אולי, אחינו כל בייס ישראל, הנסונם בצור ובשביה העומדים, בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאים מצרי לברוכו, ומאפילו לאורו ומשיבו בגאולה, השתו והגולה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captive, and sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon. Let us say Amen. ישבח אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב ויברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה לישראל. ואנשי כוחות הביטחון העומדים על משמר ארצנו ואורי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים. ומן הים הגדול אבובו הערפה ובכל מקום שהם בימשה באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו, מגופים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל צר וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידינו. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם וחסר ישועה ועטרס ניצחון. ביקורי בהם הכוסף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם, ויזרחם לכם עם אויביכם, ואשיר אתכם ונאמר אמן. משבח ודוד סלבן קפטיבי, משבח אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק, יעקב, יוסף, משה, ואהרן, דוד ושלמה. ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויות את כל החיל הנשיאים בצור ובשבי. ועבור שכל הכל הקודש הזה נשבע לו בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא רחמים עליהם. ויוצאים מחושך ופעמובס ומוסרוסיהם ינתק וממצוקוסיהם יושיעים. וישיבים מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם יודו לאדוני חזו ונפלוסו בפני אדם יקוי בהם מקרא שחסוב ופתויי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראש ומספסו ושמחו ישיגו ונסו יגון ואנחו ונאמר אמן משבח וכל a prayer for the sick and we will pause so that everybody can insert the names משבח אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה We are right, we are pay S. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Lachem Aleihem L'Hachalimam U'L'Rapposam U'L'Hachazikam U'L'Hachayasam Yishrach Lahem Nehei Refuah Shneim Amin HaShemayim L'Chol Eivoreihem U'L'Chol Gideim B'Soch She'ar Cholei Yisrael Refuah HaNefesh Refuah HaGuf Hashna Ha'adolo U'Bizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen Gemar Chasim HaTova and Hashana Tova to everyone.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shof. Really, it's just for us to have you on. We look forward to having you back on the program. She's got Mir to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.